Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. I'll be beginning today with an article from Benjamin Krem's Master, originally published in Share International magazine in 1992. And as usual, with most of the articles by the Master, they are often relevant many years later, as is this one. It goes as follows. The world is waiting, not with bated breath, but with a growing sense that events are moving towards a crisis, the outcome of which is unclear. No one knows how things will turn. The professionals, politicians, and economists alike flounder helplessly in the cross currents, unable to plan in the conflicting directions they are forced to take. Daily, new problems arise to test the goodwill of the most enlightened, while, behind the scenes, the ruthless greed of speculation brings nations to their knees. Whenever such a situation arises, men grow fearful, and when in fear, they strike out in anger. Thus it is today in many parts of the world. A growing intolerance of refugees, of foreigners, discolours the democratic process as living standards fall and security is threatened. Political extremists, waiting for in the wings, seize their opportunity and emerge to lead unthinking youth in imitation of the past. Nothing can halt this slide towards chaos as market forces crush the life of men in their unholy grip. Nothing can save this civilization, based as it is on competition and greed. The old order is dying, nay, it is already dead. Commercialization, another name for mammon, has usurped the law and become the state religion around the world. Were men alone in this maelstrom, pitiful would be their plight, sad indeed would be their fate. Nowhere could they turn for succour, no one could they ask for aid. Forces quite beyond their control would drive them remorselessly to war, and finis would be written large over man's life on earth. However, man is not alone, nor ever has been, but, buttressed by his elder brothers, he makes his journey under supervision and guidance, not alone, but in the safe company of those who have gone before and know well the way. Into the centre of the storm, this group of elder brothers is returning. One by one, they take their places in your midst, ready when called upon to offer their advice and help. For centuries have they awaited this opportunity to work directly in the world of men. Now they come, bearing gifts of wisdom and love. Under their leader, the Lord Maitreya, they will turn men away from the brink of self-destruction and open a new chapter in the history of the race. From the ruins of the old, a new civilization will be built by human hands under the inspiration of Maitreya and his group. Fear not, for the end is already known. Humanity will overcome this time of crisis and enter into a new and better relationship with itself, its planet, and its source. Maitreya has come to make all things new. Knowingly or not, the world is waiting for the new. So now, an article from the September issue of the magazine. It is titled, UK Children Welcome Refugee Children But Critical of Government. Against the advice and wishes of staff, colourful cartoon murals were painted over at two asylum centres for unaccompanied refugee children on the 4th of July 2023 in Kent. This was on the order of the Immigration Minister, Robert Jenrick, who is reported to have told staff that images such as Mickey Mouse and Baloo were not age-appropriate or too welcoming to asylum seekers who cross the channel in small boats, and gave the wrong impression. This caused a huge backlash, even within Jenrick's own party. When iNews first reported his instructions in April 2023, polls show that 69% of voters were against this decision. Even anti-immigration former UKIP leader Nigel Farage said the decision was mean. Nevertheless, the murals were removed. Now, pupils at St. Gerard's Catholic Primary School in Birmingham have taken matters into their own hands and are sending their own drawings to refugee children at the Kent Intake Centre, saying they are ashamed of their own country, disappointed, sad, and angry. Others have written stories for the children. Ophelia, an 8-year-old, said they felt inspired to make their own pictures to send to the children housed at the centre, and she says, "It made me feel really sad and angry because some people in the world aren't being very nice to them, and I think they should be welcomed everywhere. So we made these to send them to the government so that they could stick them up so they feel welcomed. I think they should listen to us and change their mind and start being kind to the refugees and giving them things." And Darcy, also 8 years old, said, "As soon as I heard that those paintings were being painted over, I almost cried, because I don't think people should be treated like that, because we don't know what they're going through." The children had been hearing about real-life experiences from adult refugees from Sudan, Cameroon, Syria, and Nigeria as part of the school's work towards a Schools of Sanctuary award. And a School of Sanctuary is a school that has received a sanctuary award from City of Sanctuary UK or a partner organisation in recognition of its good practice in fostering a culture of welcome, belonging, and solidarity for those seeking safety. And there are more than 400 such schools in the UK. After hearing their stories, Anointing Shalom, 9-year-old, said, "It makes me feel ashamed because it makes me feel like the country that I live in is not that friendly if you're not from here." And Darcy added, "It makes me feel very depressed and ashamed because I think the government are doing the wrong thing, and they don't know what it's like to walk a mile in their shoes." And that was sourced from iNews and also the cityofsanctuary.org. If you want to visit that website, it's spelled city-of-sanctuary, one word, .org. Still with the September issue, we've got an article titled Mutually Assured Survival by a group member in the US called Raymond Shore. In The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom, a book by Benjamin Creme, he states, "We are moving into a period of climax leading to events which will fundamentally alter life as we know it." As we experience that period of climax, the need for peace has become paramount. The world teacher, the Christ, Maitreya, says, "Without sharing, there will be no justice. Without justice, there will be no peace. Without peace, there will be no future." Millions watch in fear as war in Ukraine, a pox proxy war between the USA and Russia sees us on the brink of nuclear war. And this is not a hyperbole. And just as an aside to this article, of course, we have this other war between Israel and Pakistan, a very lopsided war. Many voices, including Jeffrey Sachs, who's an American economist, support this view. All efforts must be made to avert any possibility of nuclear war. It is everyone's responsibility. When World War II ended, not all nations had experienced the same level of destruction. As such, some nations returned to their greedy, separative, nationalistic ways. Thus, the infamous Cold War between the US and the Soviet Union, now called Russia, emerged. The two nations entered into an arms race where they amassed a nuclear arsenal of an extraordinary level. Both possessed the ability to destroy all life many times over. They were now at a stalemate, with each side committed to a strategy of mutually assured destruction. If one nation used nuclear arms, the other would likewise. And that exchange would eventuate in mutually assured destruction, not only of each other, but all life on Earth. In October 1962, the USSR moved nuclear missiles to Cuba in a bold move both to intimidate and harass the USA. This propelled America into a defensive stance with the threat of nuclear war. The leaders of each nation, John F. Kennedy, or JFK for short, and Nikita Khrushchev, realized that they needed to talk to each other. They could not trust the people around them to give them strong, disciplined advice. Thus began a series of clandestine exchanges between the leaders. Through talking with each other, the crisis was averted. Russia removed the missiles and the USA agreed not to invade Cuba, also removing some nuclear missiles from Turkey. However, the nations still viewed each other as suspicious adversaries. If the current leaders of America and Russia would talk, the Ukraine crisis could be transmuted into an opportunity of hope. But first, there has to be a change in both attitudes and international relationships. And again, as an aside, of course, that would also be a good stance with the Israeli-Palestinian situation, if only they would truly talk with each other with the intention of resolving their, unfortunately, very deep-seated and long-running differences. Maitreya says, "When I make myself known, I shall express the hope of all mankind for a new life, a new start, a readiness to change direction, to see the construction of a new world in which men can live in peace, can live free from fear of themselves or their brothers, free to create from the joy in their hearts, free to be themselves in simple honesty." 60 years ago, JFK made his peace speech announcing talks in Geneva for first step measures of arms control designed to limit the intensity of the arms race and to reduce the risks of accidental war. And that high-level discussions will shortly begin in Moscow looking toward early agreement, on a comprehensive test ban treaty. And he said, "I now declare that the United States does not propose to conduct nuclear tests in the atmosphere so long as other states do not do so. We will not be the first to resume." And more importantly, he appealed for America to change its view of its enemies, a change of attitude, a change in the relationship between the USA and Russia. And he said, "I speak of peace, therefore, as the necessary rational end of rational men. I realize that the pursuit of peace is not as dramatic as the pursuit of war, and frequently the words of the pursuer fall on deaf ears. But we have no more urgent task." And more, a couple more excerpts from JFK's peace speech. "Some say that it is useless to speak of world peace or world law or world disarmament. and that it will be useless until the leaders of the Soviet Union adopt a more enlightened attitude. I hope they do. I believe we can help them to do it. But I also believe that we must re-examine our attitude as individuals and as a nation, for our attitude is as essential as theirs. And among the many traits the peoples of our two countries have in common, none is stronger than our mutual abhorrence of war. Almost unique among the major world powers, we have never been at war with each other. And no nation in the history of battle has suffered more than the Soviet Union suffered in the course of the Second World War. At least 20 million lost their lives. Countless millions of homes and farms were burned and sacked. A third of the nation's territory, including nearly two-thirds of its industrial base, was turned into a wasteland, a loss equivalent to the devastation of this country, the US, east of Chicago. And a couple more quotes. When a man's ways please the Lord, the scriptures tell us, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And is not peace, in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights? The right to live out our lives without fear of devastation, the right to breathe air as nature provided it, the right of future generations to a healthy existence? And above all, while defending our own vital interests, nuclear powers must avert those confrontations which bring an adversary to a choice of either a humiliating retreat or a nuclear war. To adopt that kind of course in the nuclear age would be evidence only of the bankruptcy of our policy or of our collective death wish for the world. While these wise words are inspiring and encouraging, the USA seems unwilling to participate in the de-escalation or end to the Ukrainian crisis. Kennedy was indeed fighting for human dignity, mutual respect, and inclusiveness, but the current and recent American administrations have moved us ever closer to the edge of world destruction. Thankfully, we have the extraordinary help in our midst of the world teacher, the Christ, Maitreya. His wise counsel is available in Krem's books, Benjamin Krem's books, and we've been assured Maitreya works in the world, aiding and supporting those who seek to make the world a better place. His reassuring advice to fear not, and this is a quote from Maitreya, all will be well, all manner of things will be well, allows all who know of Maitreya's presence to see world events in a different light, and to understand the happenings of the times. We can find our way out of these dark times, but only if we add our voice to the call for peace and recognize that Russia has legitimate security needs, as do all nations, needs which have to be respected and supported. The USA must come to understand the concerns of Russia, a country that has suffered so much at the hands of past oppressors. And again, yet another aside relating to the Palestinian situation, a great more understanding needs to be had by US and other governments worldwide of the deep-seated issues that have led to the latest horrific deeds that have occurred in that part of the world. Maitreya has said, many times have you heard me say, that my coming means change. Specifically, the greatest change will be in the hearts and minds of men. It is such a change of thinking which will reorient people's attitude to other human beings and nations and help them realize that, while others may be different from what they know, they have just as much right as they do to follow their own way of living. And not quite the end of the article, as we're running short of time, thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. Also, very welcome to contact us at sharenz@yahoo.com. And wishing you all a lovely week.